best tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
It is indeed. Welcome to the show. Thanks again to Thomas and Skumba. Back tomorrow to wake us up between 6 and 9. Now, when you look back, and sometimes you need to do that and reflect and just be honest with yourself, it may not be a bad thing, but it could be a corrective thing. And if you could, you could go back and say, yeah, maybe rather let me just adjust here and there. What am I talking about? I'm talking about, what is that one mistake, one, you made with your sex life? Do yourself a favor. Go to my Facebook page. Go to the hashtag, my one sex mistake. Oh, you'll thank me later. You'll thank me later. Trust me when I say it, okay? What is that one sex mistake you made and you're like, eesh. For Mr. Hlongwane is, I'm enjoying, the one mistake he made, he says, enjoying sex with older women. And now that I'm getting old, the whole age ratio equation doesn't work no more. For example, if I turn 48, this means I must know ABET, adult-based education and training, and get myself a first aid certificate because, hi man, who knows what might happen if the senior citizen gets too excited? What is the one mistake you made about your sex life? Because most people think of sex as an act and think that everything else is a sideshow to the main event. But this limited view reduces your options and it creates unnecessary pressure, which leads to making mistakes, right? Mistakes in choices, timing, you name it. And by timing, I'm talking about, if you're a late bloomer, you can only imagine what is going through your mind now. You know that you should have waited. You wish you would have waited. Now, have you ever felt like you wanted something more, man, with your sex life? Like more. A deeper feeling of intimacy. A more profound sense of connection. And if your answer is yes, chances are you made a mistake that closed the door to that deeper feeling of intimacy and connection because of the choices you made and the decisions you made with your sex life much earlier. And listen, you didn't know better. We know. Now we are reflecting. Maybe you started having sex too early, therefore not allowing yourself to really learn what sex is all about, your body and so on. Right? Maybe you spent too much time focusing on reaching polokwane, forgetting there's more to sex than just a goal. There's one mistake again that most men make is to put themselves last. They are driven to please. If or when it is not serving them, they still push on. Just to do what? To protect their ego. I delivered. This in itself has made them enjoy sex less because it's more of a task than to have a natural response to it. Am I right? What do you, and again, regard as that one mistake you made, you know, with your sex life? Right? What is it? Hashtag my one sex mistake.
Yo, I wish I had waited. I started when I was 14 and I regret everything about it. Eish. At the age of 29, I did a body count. I was shocked. I was so shocked. I couldn't believe myself. I'm 35 now. I have been with my partner since the age of 29. Okay. He's my husband today. Nice. And yeah, yo, I know. For my kids, I'm going to talk to them. Waiting will do you good.
That's right. And it's like me asking you the same question, but in a different way. If you could tell your kids one mistake they must avoid, what would it be? It would be exactly that, wait. Right? And it's not like we were not given that same advice, even though it didn't come through like that. I think our kids are blessed because they are raised by parents who have made all the mistakes that could ever be made. Yeah? So, what is that one mistake? 3 teaspoons on typical mistakes we all did as teenagers.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
3 teaspoons on hashtag my one sex mistake that we all did as teenagers. One, you're too focused on the technique. Most people still don't understand that technique doesn't create intimacy. Instead, being real and present does. Focusing too much on the technique is a distraction that is not needed. Totally. You lose the enjoyment of it all, the connection of it all. Two, the second mistake, you always put yourself last. In all your sexual encounters, your biggest mistake was and still is putting others' sexual needs before your own. It is no secret that most of us want to please our partners, but some people are so eager to please that they are willing to betray their own needs in favor of their partners. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on mistakes we made as teenagers under the hashtag my one sex mistake, you are too focused on the orgasm. I mean, focusing on orgasm creates just tremendous expectations to what? To perform. It puts pressure on one person to deliver the goods, the pressure on the other to achieve an outcome. As you probably know by now, pressure to perform doesn't make for good sex at all. It doesn't make for good orgasms either. Pressure just inhibits your experience of what? Of the very thing you want, pleasure. We're talking about the one sex mistake you made in your life. It doesn't have to be a huge, like, earth-shattering. No, no, no. It could be a simple thing like, I should have waited. You know? So in this hour, I'm asking, under the same banner, if you were to give advice to teens today about sex based on your one sex mistake, what would you say? What would it be? Yeah? Earlier on, when I touched on the 3 teaspoons, I spoke about how you should have waited 1, 2. For most boys, it was just trial and error.
I'm not even sure how to respond to this because nobody taught us anything. We just had to figure out endlessly on how things are done. Yeah. Just being young and naive, you're not sure whether you're right. I don't even know how to tell you the mistake in ENZ because I don't think there's even one. Maybe a lot of mistakes because you don't know. Now, and I think it's flop and I think the mistake that SCN's as Papa, I think particularly I made, I thought it was about performance. There's nothing else to do. Performance. And that's where I stuck.
That's right.
My one biggest sex mistake, definitely the biggest, is starting too early. I won't say how young I was because it's still embarrassing. But I do say to my daughters that they should wait a little bit longer, to my children, that they should wait a bit longer because I now realize that I missed a lot of things and I saw sex as something different from what I now know it to be. I didn't see it as the communication and the connection that I now see it as. Once it was done that time, I missed out on the small things like holding hands and this, but I would do all of that only to get to the sex part of it. So I would say that the first 7 years of my sex life, let me say the first 10 years of my sex life were just marred, were soiled with the whole experience happening prematurely.
Listen, she can't wait.
Yo, guys.
No, let's not.
And don't think she's excited because she's gonna see someone. No,
yes, yes.
Looking at bulls,
the highlight
and heifers
of any day
in her baki.
Yes,
because they don't talk back, right?
This is why we love them.
Yeah,
And look at her eyes just sparkle. Did you see that? She's bright right now.
Glowa, Ntase. Thank you.
Angie, talking to a teenager.
Yes.
And I know you as deputy mom.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your one mistake, what would be the advice?
Shoo.
Don't go to London.
No, don't go to London and come back wanting to get married. Don't do that. Shoo. I would just probably say peer pressure. It's there all the time. It doesn't need to be the thing that defines what you do with your life.
Mm.
That would be the only advice I give to a young person.
Yeah, because people who are making mistakes, they'll feel better if you're part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what peer pressure as well tries to achieve.
Exactly.
Right? So stay away from that.
Yeah.
Bakadebe, you are in your 30s now.
I haven't turned 30 yet. Wow. Uncle T, slow down. It's been a couple of months.
Aging you.
Change.
Hey.
It's like my cousins in the family group. Is it not your 30th this year? No.
And you're like, not for a few weeks or months. Can you calm down?
It triggers you, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot. Really.
We can hear it.
That's why I went there. One mistake?
I think it sort of sounds like what Angie was saying. You know, peer pressure sort of romanticizes the like the act.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, it romanticizes the reasons for doing it, or the bad reasons, or the incorrect reasons, or whatever you tell yourself before you do the act or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you felt like, you know what, maybe I'm too young, the peer pressure, the movies, the media, it sort of is like, no, don't worry.
It's okay.
You can, you can like fix it, or no, don't worry, just go do it or whatever. But I feel like the one mistake that we make sometimes is just romanticizing it and not actually understanding it for what it is or what it means to you.
Mm. Yeah.
So, just take off the rose-tinted glasses.
There's a tweet that came through that kind of just opened my eyes, because it's very easy for us to say, I should have waited.
Yes. Mm.
This lady said, I waited, then fell pregnant.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Instead of just enjoying and having a great time, and then me waiting, which is a good thing.
Yes, you would think.
Boom!
On the first.
How?
And that time you probably didn't even enjoy it that much.
Right.
And now there's a human being.
There's a human being. Apparently there's a reason why we have sad kids. My one sex mistake. What is it? Yes? Share that with me. And while we edit, let's talk about the myths. The sex myths that you were made to believe, or lies that you were told about sex, but after, you know, experiencing it, you realize, oh man, damn it, I shouldn't have listened. What were they for you? Yeah, Lizzie?
Yeah, topic here today, ke ile ka tata ke sala monyane le na ka ska ipha nna ko ya gore body ya ka e develop watswa e ready for dintho ka rena ko dira le banyane le re sa tsebe next gore mo lwa ha o sebetsa jwang o sa gholo le gore o mamele o receive feeling eo. It was only about an act fela ga so hona jono. Hey, se ke tsofetse dijara di ile ke mo le ko bo 42 kona ke ithutang ho mamela di feeling watswa o mamele gore this thing is not about an act ke feeling o tsonzo ibe teng utlwe le wena o fitlhe polokwane mana ha e ke hona ke ithuta a ho monate a e nana botsofeng ha ke sabata lo stop se nka re ke pere jwana every day le ntato ma ke tsore mme energy e kana.
Okay, Elizabeth, thank you, nice one. Eh, you should have just waited a bit, waited just a little bit, you know, to experience what she's really talking about. Listen to your body. Mr. V.
But one mistake in tuning the life in it's me thinking about I'm good at what I do, and the manja I come to my soul until I met the Muntungs on a Nayo manja. Yeah, the Muntung went some of things, Marangfungum Bonis, and I would eat him champions of what she's winning. But
then
you have found about it the same time, and he showed me as.
No, wrong, I'm jelly. You see what I mean? Good night, the ego says, hi, I want champions in front of me. Ah, eh, champions! I got Naya told, oh, we are Tanda Mangan Zaganji.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
Yo, gee, if only I knew, you know. Kekadile kile monyani, I was 16. Not my first time only kanakwe, but then, you know, I got pregnant. I was at school. I had to leave school. Kitloba me, you know, kisa ikemiseza. What I could say to batlang ba banyani, hey, fetsa school before uba me. Before your time.
Ah, vrati yung kopotan tuengwe esh. Ngabeke sa sa man tuen chene barile reza me vrati. Ay, kona nong yan ngabeke sa ma di therapy, di physiotherapy vrati. Ay, kaza ma yote di nchaka itola huwa negi di zam.
And
I was doing it for a satisfier amount, like a 3.6 vrati. Ya. Le no, kina la appointment ya physiotherapy ka di 12 prati. A ompotse prati go ne ke batlang ida.
Wentse. Hey, now I wanna know. Siri.
Hi, Uncle T. You guys?
Ke mo studio ngwe na o kae?
Uncle T. They told her. But not that I regret.
Not sure.
Your pressure, you're the chomi. Yo,
yes.
Uncle T.
How
I
old?
I have this one. I'm 30.
And how old was the? How old did the peer pressure apply on you?
Recently, last year.
Oh, okay. Even in your 30s. Wow.
Yes. Yo, Uncle T, my friend. Why rather? They did. Yo. Mm. She was like, hi, Tony. If I'm a groupie, when you need to take it, you need to grab it with both hands. You need to feed a couple of one. We eat a couple of one. Candy, spare a couple of one. Is wow.
Yes.
And I was like, Tony, I've never been there. Till today,
yeah.
I've never seen Polokwane. I've never heard Gary. Omojoebe, Uncle T, Gaye the peer pressure. Raya to even Pornhub, Uncle T, Mara still Polokwane. I feel it. Peer pressure, Gaye respect.
And when I'm giving advice,
exactly.
Without listening exactly what it is that she was advising you on, because the advice was totally wrong to what you were going through.
Yes, because I came amela the 3 teaspoons.
Yes.
Then your body.
Yes.
I've never given myself time to learn my body.
Because that's at least that's what she should have said to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Hora Eman, do you know yourself now? Do you know what works for you?
I don't know. She even suggested that, no, Trini, I need us to do threesome.
Huh.
And when you are invited to that, come on, huh. When I was like, that I got called Ari Kerry. When you must be there.
Wabona Hore, she's basically fulfilling her own wishes, not yours.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, come on, some of the things. I went to sex toys. I need to see. Because I don't know. I keep your
read.
You know, I still need to learn my body.
Well,
but
then,
how do you do that? I don't know.
Listen.
Where do you start?
Read. I want to know. Dr. Google. obviously Dr. Google within limits. What I'm saying is read as much as you can. Read, take that time, your lunch, your exclusive book, grab that book. There's lots of books, read it. Even if you just read a chapter a day, that's fine.
I'll do that, Uncle T, because
in
Jay, yeah, told me. Learn it also comes.
And it's amazing.
I think that's
how
one thing we need to learn.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's amazing how it even hits you even when you are in your 30s. Hey?
Yes.
Thank you for that call, yeah. CD.
Hashtag my 1-6 mistake was starting at a premature age. I think, yeah, I was around 18 or 19. Moena, peer pressure. There was nothing exciting about it. And now that I'm older, I'm well into my 30s. And I'm like, if I had valued my virginity then,
yep,
and waited then,
yep,
I wouldn't have had the unnecessary experience. Now that I'm older, I understand that it's not just about doing it, but it has value on its own. And I felt if only I had waited, I would have determined the right person that I'm willing
to share
this experience with.
Uh-huh. Dr. TP, I got you there. Toby?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Wong Bailemo speaking. Hi.
It's
way
behind
me.
I'm inside the car.
Oh, give Bluetooth. Give Bluetooth. Hey, you're not a Macacolo, man. Hey.
Ah, no.
I'm not
a Macacolo. I sent a voice note, but you have not played it. But let me tell you something.
Tell me.
There was this 30-year-old about peer pressure from a friend.
Yes.
So it's about that. On my voice note, I said I was faking everything, orgasm and everything, until I learned my own body.
Yep.
So this lady needs to do that. I actually went to the doctor, the one and only Google. I had to Google, what is it? What is it? Why? How do you go about knowing that you're about to explode? It will tell you. Since that day, I'm an addict. Because before I was like faking, but now it's always raining.
Right?
So
the one mistake you made is that you didn't learn your body.
you know, I did not. I just go with it and I just fake it every time.
Is that an advice you'll give to a daughter?
Okay.
Wait. Why?
The advice I'll actually give to my daughter is to say, when the time comes,
yes, of course,
she actually needs to learn her own body, understand her body, before just doing it for no reason.
That's my point exactly, because you see, this is no, what's the word? This is no fruitless conversation, because our mistakes inform what we teach. Because what's the point of you being a parent and your kids repeat the very same mistakes, even on a subject as difficult as sex?
It's a difficult one, but it's going to get there. So we need to put it out there.
You need to teach, my friend. Sorry. And no one else can learn from you. Your daughter can learn from apart from you. Otherwise, peer pressure again.
Most definitely.
Drive safely.
The mistake that we make is focusing on performance and more than making love, you know. And I made that mistake all my life and realized it now in my marriage, that it's just all about, you know, letting yourself go and just being in the moment. Mm. And as a woman who runs a men's forum, we focus on those things, and a lot of men are crying about that.
That's right. Or focusing on your body, like, oh, who's out teen? Instead of you being in the moment. Body image. This is a very powerful conversation. Yes, we're having fun talking about it, but there's a lot to learn as a self-introspective too, and as well as a launching pad for conversations to have with the next generation.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.